以下信息是弟兄于2002年7月份举办预备羔羊的婚宴特会时所邀请的南非的讲员 Derek Crompton 牧师所传讲的，题目是羔羊的婚宴，让我们一起来分享。
Lord Jesus, we ask of you that as we turn to the word now,
主耶稣，我们恳求你，当我们现在要来读你的话，
that you will anoint your word,
求你膏抹你的话，
and that the simple word may come with life and power to us,
好让你单纯的话语能够带给我们生命，带给我们的力量，
preparing our hearts to meet with you,
求你预备我们的心来遇见你，
that we may find a place with all the other faithful,
好让我们能够跟这些忠心的人在一块。
As we sit down at the supper of the Lamb,
当我们坐在羔羊的婚宴前，你会觉得我们是忠心的。
Holy Spirit, come and take over.
圣灵，你来掌管这个聚会。
Release anointing and release authority.
求你释放出你的恩膏跟权柄。
Clear speaking and clear hearing.
让我们说得清楚，也听得明白。
That our heart and our spirit may be touched.
好让我们的心，我们的灵能够被你摸着。
And we should be drawn closer to you and to your purpose.
我们要更加的接近靠近你，而且靠近你的目的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
Amen.
Amen.
Now would you turn with me please to the scriptures,
请大家一起来看圣经，
and to the book of Revelation,
我们来看启示录，
and chapter 19,
十九章。
But let's read from the beginning of chapter 19, to the end of verse 10, all right?
我们从十九章第一节一直读到第十节。启示录十九章第一节，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚，救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神，他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。又说，哈利路亚，烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。那二十四位长老与四活物就俯伏敬拜坐宝座的神，说，阿们，哈利路亚。有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人呢，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说，哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说，千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
Now, as I've already said, this weekend sees an event taking place that we've waited a long time for.
我刚才讲过，这个周末是我们等候已久的。
The marriage of David and Bonnie has been waited for a long time.
就是大钟和慧娟的婚礼是我们期待已久的。
And some of you are really quite relieved that at last he's getting married.
我想你们有些人看到他要结婚了，你终于松了一口气。
And some of the people, David, have been saying that at long last.
有些人会说，大钟终于要结婚了。
We've waited so long for this.
我们等候这一刻等了好久。
And now it is happening.
现在这个事情发生。
And of course there were those who thought he would never get married.
当然也有些人以为他永远都不会结婚。
But at long last it is here, and tomorrow we celebrate.
但是终于他们现在在这里，明天我们要来庆祝。
And Revelation chapter 19 and verses 7 to 9,
在启示录十九章第七到第九节，
is also the picture of a long-awaited event.
这也是一个等待已久的大事。
And that is another wedding feast.
那是另外一个婚宴。
Another wedding celebration.
是另外一个婚礼的庆贺。
The marriage feast of the Lamb.
就是羔羊的婚宴。
The wedding celebration of Jesus and his bride.
就是耶稣跟他的新妇的婚宴。
The true church.
是真正的教会。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
And verses 22 and 23.
第二十二、二十三节。
It compares the church to a bride or to a wife.
他把教会比作妻子，或者说比作新妇。
And how the church should relate to Jesus.
讲到说教会跟耶稣的关系应当如何。
Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
五章二十二节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己
丈夫。For the husband is the head of the wife.
因为丈夫是妻子的头。
Just as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior.
如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Verse 25, husbands love your wives.
第二十五节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
In the same way as Christ has loved the church and given himself up for her.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
To make her holy, cleansing her by washing with the water through the word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
To present her to himself.
可以献给自己。
As a radiant church.
做个荣耀的教会。
Without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish.
毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。
But holy and blameless.
乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
And all the language of this passage in Ephesians.
在以弗所书这一段的经文里面。
As Paul writes about the church.
他所用的语言都是保罗在讲教会的。
And Jesus' relationship to the church.
讲到耶稣跟教会的关系。
He's speaking of the way in which husbands and wives relate.
他也讲到妻子跟丈夫之间的关系。
And so, there is a clear understanding in the scripture.
所以在经文里面有一个很清楚的了解。
That the Father see and the Lord Jesus sees the church as the bride.
就是主耶稣还有天父看教会是心腹。
Sometimes the Greek word is the bride.
有时候希腊文用心腹。
Sometimes the Greek word is the wife.
有时候希腊文用妻子。
And so the picture is almost of Jesus marrying the church.
所以这边的图画就是耶稣要娶教会。
And in that passage that we looked at in Matthew chapter 19.
在启示录十九章我们刚刚读到的经文。
It speaks of that great event at the end of time.
讲到在世界末了的时候的那件大事情。
When the great call will go out.
当那个呼召会出去。
For the marriage feast.
就是婚宴的呼召。
The marriage celebration.
就是婚宴的庆典。
The great supper of the Lamb.
是羔羊的大的婚宴。
To which we are invited.
我们都受到邀请。
And where I trust all of those of us who are here tonight will be part of it.
我希望在座的每一个人都会在有份于其中。
Tomorrow will be a day of great joy here.
明天我们在这里会一同的欢喜。
Great celebration.
有很大的庆典。
Some of you worked very hard to make it a special day.
你们有些人很辛苦的帮忙，让这一天能够成为一个特殊的日子。
And there will be a great deal of excitement here tomorrow.
明天这里会非常的兴奋。
But it will be nothing compared to that great excitement of that day.
但是明天的婚礼跟将来羔羊娶妻的那个日子比起来是微不足道的。
For the Father has been preparing the banquet for his son.
因为天父一直在为他的儿子预备这个宴席。
And it has been a long time coming.
而且已经预备了很久。
It has been going on for a very long time.
他已经在那边期待了很久。
And some of us are beginning to wonder whether it will ever happen.
有时候我们会想说，哎，我们会不会在活的日子见到这一天的来到
？Because there has been such a delay.
因为已经耽延了很久。
And we have been waiting so long.
我们已经等了很久了。
But that day is coming.
但是那个日子要来到了。
We don't know when.
我们不晓得什么时候。
We don't know the day. We don't know the hour.
我们不晓得那日子，不晓得那时辰。
But we just have the word of Jesus that it's going to happen.
但是我们有耶稣的话，知道这件事情会发生。
And our hearts long for that day.
我们的心也渴望那一天的来到。
And our hearts are anticipating that great day.
我们的心也期待那一天的来到。
And so, as we look forward to that day,
所以当我们盼着那一天，
the scripture only speaks of the fact that it's going to happen.
圣经只有讲到一个事实，就是说这件事情会发生。
Revelation chapter 19 does not give us a description of the feast.
启示录十九章里面并没有详细的告诉我们那个婚宴。
We don't know what the menu will be.
我们不晓得在那婚宴上的菜单会是什么。
We don't know anything about the arrangements.
我们也不晓得它的安排是什么。
All we know is that it's going to take place.
我们知道的只是这件事情会发生。
And that it's going to happen in heaven.
而且在天上会发生。
Verse 11 of that chapter, I saw heaven standing open.
在十九章的十一节里面讲到说，我观看见天开了。
The way into heaven no longer closed.
天不再是封闭的。
No longer hidden from people.
不再是向着人隐藏的。
Because the conflict is over.
因为冲突已经结束了。
The great enemy is defeated.
那个大的敌人已经被打败了。
Heaven is open.
天开了。
The invitation is there.
那个邀请在那里。
Come to the supper.
来参加这个婚宴。
Come to the feast.
来参加这个宴席。
Everything is ready and prepared.
一切都已经预备好了。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 22, we will find there there's a record of Jesus talking about a wedding feast.
如果我们看到马太福音二十二章，我们也会看到那里记载着耶稣讲到一个婚宴。
If you go to Matthew 25, you find there's another story that Jesus was talking about a wedding feast.
如果你看到马太福音二十五章，你会看到耶稣讲另外一个故事，也是讲婚宴的。
Jesus himself underlined for us that this feast is going to take place.
耶稣自己告诉我们，这个婚宴将要发生。
And that it's by invitation.
而且是要有邀请的。
And by invitation only.
唯有受邀请的人才可以去。
And there are conditions attached to accepting the invitation.
而要能够受到邀请是有条件的。
And so let's just read the story here in Matthew 25.
我们来读马太福音二十五章这个故事。我们来读马太福音二十五章第一到第十三节。那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出去迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
The story that Jesus was telling those people,
耶稣告诉人们这个故事
was something that they were very familiar with.
这故事是他们都很熟悉的。
Because marriage in those days took place in three stages.
因为那个时代的婚礼他们有三个阶段。
The first stage was a betrothal that took place when the couple were children.
第一个阶段就是他们订婚，那对新人都还是小孩子的时候。
The arrangement was made between the parents.
那个时候父母之间就已经有这样子的协议。
And the parents, the father of the girl and the father of the boy would talk together.
男孩跟女孩的男孩的父亲跟女孩的父亲他们会一起谈。
And they would have somebody to negotiate the terms of the marriage.
然后他们会有人在那中间来做中间人来讲那些婚礼的条件。
Sometimes these marriages were arranged when the couple were still babies.
有时候是当这双方都还是婴儿的时候，他们的婚事就已经谈定了。
And the terms were agreed.
而且他们也同意了双方的条件。
The dowry of the bride.
就是讲到这个新娘要有多少的嫁妆
，whatever the husband had to provide，
还有讲到这个做丈夫的他要提供什么东西
，and the fathers entered into an agreement，
然后这双方的父亲呢，他们就达成了协议
，and there was a legal document，
也有合法的文件
，and so all these things were agreed，
所以他们这一切都已经达成了协议
，but I think even though the fathers made the arrangement，
但是我想虽然做父亲的他们已经安排好
，I think the mothers had a lot to say about it。
但是我想做母亲的还是有很多的话要说
choosing a suitable, what they thought would be a suitable family for their child
他们就是为自己的孩子选择一个觉得是合适的家庭
because they saw it as families being drawn together
因为他们这个是两个家庭的结合
because you could not know what the character would be of this child when it grew up
因为你不晓得这个孩子长大以后他的品格如何
you didn't know what would happen or how they would develop
你也不晓得这个孩子的发展会怎么样
You didn't know if the girl would grow up to be beautiful or ugly.
你也不晓得这个女孩子长大了会是漂亮的还是很丑的。
You didn't know whether the boy would grow up to be a useful husband or he would be no good at all.
你也不晓得这个男孩子长大以后会是一个很好的丈夫还是一无是处。
The arrangement was made on the basis of family.
所以他们有这样子安排都是根据双方的家庭。
And so they were betrothed even when they were children.
所以当他们还是小孩子的时候就已经定亲了。
The two children were set apart for each other.
这两个孩子都是已经是分别出来了，是为了对方的。
And that engagement was regarded as unbreakable.
那他们的订婚呢，被认为是没有办法改变，不可以违反的。
And they were expected to be faithful to each other.
而且期待他们要对彼此忠诚。
Even though there was no real association or meeting between them.
虽然他们彼此之间并没有真正的见面或交往。
There's the example of Joseph and Mary.
这就是约瑟跟玛利亚的例子。
The mother of Jesus had been betrothed to Joseph a long time before.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚很久以前就已经被许配给约瑟。
And the Greek word is that she was pledged to Joseph.
那希腊文里的意思就是说她已经被下聘了。
She had not chosen Joseph.
并不是她选择约瑟。
Joseph had not chosen her.
也不是约瑟去选择她。
Chosen by the fathers.
而是他们的父亲选择的。
And she was pledged to him.
而且她已经被启示了是要归她所有的。
And so there was no close attachment of affection between them.
所以他们之间彼此并不亲近，也没有什么感情。
And that shows what a remarkable person Joseph was.
他知道约瑟他会是个怎么样的人。
And when he discovered that Mary was pregnant, he didn't put her away.
当他知道玛利亚怀孕的时候，他并没有把玛利亚给赶走。
That he stayed with his side of the pledge.
他还是遵守他的誓言那一部分。
Even though at first it seemed to him that Mary had betrayed him.
虽然起初他以为玛利亚背叛了他。
And so we understand that relationship better if we understand the way in which the marriages were arranged.
所以如果知道这个婚礼他们是怎么样安排的，我们就对这个婚礼会有比较多的了解。
Then the second stage of the marriage took place much later.
婚礼的第二个阶段是在很久之后才会发生。
It was arranged by the families.
那是他们的家庭所安排的。
The parents of the bride-to-be and the parents of the bridegroom would meet together.
新郎跟新娘他们双方的父母会聚在一起。
And they would say, look, our children are now getting to the age where they should be married.
他们就会说，看，我们的孩子已经到了适婚年龄。
And those children might be 12, 13, 14, 15 years of age.
这时候他们的孩子可能十二三岁，或者是十四五岁。
And so they would then set a time for the marriage.
所以他们就会为了婚礼定下一个时候。
Make sure that the dowry was ready.
要确定这个嫁妆都准备好。
The bride price had been paid.
就是还有新娘的这个价钱已经付了。
And they would set a particular time of the year.
他们就会定下在一年特定的时候。
There would be no day set, no time.
他们不会定下特别的日期。
But just a particular period. It might have been spring or autumn or summer.
但是只是一段特定的时期，就是说可能是春天或者夏天或者秋天。
They might set the month.
他们或许会定下是哪一个月份。
They might even set a week in which it would happen.
他们或许想说是要在哪一个周末。
But they wouldn't say if it was Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
但是他们不会讲说是礼拜一或者是礼拜二、
礼拜三。They wouldn't set the time of the day.
他们不会定下那一天特定的时候。
Because the bridegroom would like to catch the bride by surprise.
因为新郎想要让新妇惊喜一下。
And so he would arrange with his parents.
所以他就会跟他的父母亲安排。
And they would make all the arrangements for the reception.
他们会为了整个的婚礼的接待会有各样的预备。
Because the reception would be held at the home of the bridegroom.
因为这个婚礼的接待会是在新郎的家里面举行的。
And they would discuss all the things that needed to be done.
他们会讨论需要做的每一件事情。
And they would set a time and a day.
他们会定下一天当中的时候。
But they would keep it a secret from the bride and from her parents.
但是他们会不让新娘还有新娘的父母亲知道。
But they just knew it's going to happen more or less round about now.
他们就想说大概就在这段时间内会发生。
Then the bridegroom would have his friends.
然后新郎会有他的朋友。
Just as David tomorrow will have a best man.
就像大钟明天会有一个伴郎一样。
And so the bridegroom would then get his friends and say, "Now, let's work out a time when we will go and fetch the bride."
那这个新郎就会跟他的朋友说，好，我们要定下一个时候，然后我们就要把新娘给带来。
Together with the girls who attend her.
还有跟那个一起在照顾在新娘周围的朋友。
Now let's see how we can catch them by surprise so they don't see us coming.
我们要看怎么样能够让他们惊喜，好让他们不会看到说我们要去了。
And so there was all this excitement.
所以他们就在那里非常的兴奋。
And the bride-to-be and her attendants, they would get everything ready.
将要做新娘的那位还有那些在服侍他的人就会把一切都预备好。
It's going to happen sometime this week.
会在这个星期的某一个时候发生。
Today, tomorrow, the next day, we're not quite sure when.
不晓得是今天还是明天还是后天，我们不太确定。
So we have everything ready.
所以我们就会让一切都预备好了。
And all the things that needed to be done to make the bride beautiful.
我们就会做一切需要做的事情，好让新娘很美丽。
And all the attendants would have their special clothes.
然后那每一个女孩子，她们也会有一盏特别的灯。
So just in case the bridegroom came at night, they would be able to light the way.
所以万一新郎在半夜来的时候，他们能够马上把灯给点燃着。
And that's the picture that Jesus is describing here.
这就是耶稣在这里所形容的一幅图画。
And the people of Jesus' day, they understood this very well.
在耶稣的时代，那些人很了解这一件事情。
Because they'd all joined in things like this.
因为他们都参与过这样的事。
All those who'd been married had been through this before.
那些结过婚的人，他们都经历过这些。
And so they would be saying, yes, yes, remember the way we caught them.
他们会说，是的，是的，你记不记得我们当初是怎么样在逮到他们呢？
And the one man's wife would say, yes, you were very naughty.
那另外一个人的妻子说，对对对，你那个时候真的是很调皮。
They could really relate to the story.
他们那个这个故事，他们读起来真的觉得是很切身的。
Because it was something that happened in their lives.
因为这是他们生命中曾经发生过的事情。
And so in this particular story that Jesus is telling,
所以在耶稣所说的这个故事里面，
He said the bridegroom and his friends, they delayed their coming.
他说这个新郎跟他的朋友们延迟了，还没有来。
I don't think it was quite as bad as David.
我想这个跟大众的情形比起来还没有那么糟糕。
Didn't wait 40 years.
他没有等了40年。
But they delayed the time.
但是他们迟延了。
And the girls got tired of waiting.
那些女孩子等累了。
They'd been talking and laughing and doing all kinds of things.
他们在谈话，在那边笑，在做各样的事情。
Now they were getting tired.
然后这个时候他们已经累了。
And they were getting sleepy.
就想睡觉了。
And they said, oh, those boys, they're not coming tonight.
他们说，哎呀，这些男孩子他们今天晚上不会来的。
Let's get some beauty sleep.
啊，我们就好好的稍微睡一下吧。
We'll be ready tomorrow.
我们明天就会预备好了。
But some of the girls said, no, we're wise, we know these boys, they will just try to catch us out.
但是有一些女孩子比较聪明，她们说不不不，我们不要睡觉，因为这些男孩子他们就是要让我们大吃一惊。
So they made sure that their lamps were clean.
所以他们就确定自己的灯是干净的。
And they trimmed the wick down.
他们就把那个灯蕊给弄干净。
They made sure that they had another little bottle of oil.
他们确定自己还有另外一瓶油。
But there were other silly girls.
但是他们都是那其他那些傻的女孩子呢
？Careless，
他们不留心
；Foolish and unwise，
他们是愚拙的，是不聪明的
；And they were laughing and giggling，
他们就在那里咯咯笑
；And they said, "Ah,、oh, no, we're going to go to sleep now. Those boys won't come tonight."
他们说啊，不管怎么样，我们要去睡觉了。那些男孩子今天晚上不会来的。
No, they're having a good time somewhere else.
嗯，他们已经在别的地方在那里享乐。
They'll try and catch us in the morning.
他们大概是明天早上才会来。
Or they'll come in the afternoon.
或是他们下午才会来。
We waited two or three days already. They won't come tonight.
我们早就已经等了两三天了，他们今天不会来。
It's too late now.
现在时候已经太晚了。
Nobody will ever want to start a wedding so late.
没有人会想要这么晚的时候开始婚宴的。
And they went off to sleep.
所以他们就去睡觉了。
But it says at midnight.
但是说在半夜的时候。
At midnight, the bridegroom and his friends arrived.
但是到半夜的时候，新郎和他的朋友到了。
They arrived for the third stage of the marriage.
他们是为了婚礼的第三个阶段来的。
They arrived to fetch the bride.
他们来就是要把新娘带走。
And her attendants.
还有那些在侍候新娘的人。
And they would then go through the streets laughing and singing and dancing to the bridegroom's home.
然后他们就会一起笑着在那边很高兴的一起要回到新郎的家里面。
And there they would go for the feast.
然后他们就会在那里有婚宴。
That feast would last 2 days, 3 days.
那个婚宴会持续两三天。
If you were very wealthy, it might go on for a whole week.
如果是很有钱的人的话，或许婚宴会持续一个礼拜。
People have a great time.
人们会在那里很高兴。
So it was something that everybody looked forward to.
所以那是大家都在期待的事情。
I think your family is probably very happy that this is not going to go on for a whole week.
我想或许你们家人很高兴这件事情大众的婚礼不会持续一个礼拜。
And so at the midnight hour came the shout.
所以到半夜的时候那个欢呼的声音响起来了。
Behold the bridegroom!
看哪、啊、新郎来了。
Behold the bridegroom.
看哪、啊、新郎到了。
See he is here.
看哪、啊、他在这里。
Come out to meet him.
你们要出来要迎接他。
Come out to meet him.
出来迎接他。
That shout came from the friends of the bridegroom.
那个欢呼声是从新郎的朋友发出来的。
It was their task to creep up on the house.
他们的工作就是要在那里在这个房子周围潜伏着。
Very quietly.
是很安静的。
And then they would sound the ram's horn.
然后他们就会吹号。
啊！ And everybody would get a fright.
然后每个人都会啊大吃一惊。
And can you see all these girls running around looking for their clothes, making sure their makeup is right, their hair is right, getting dressed in the dark?
你可以看到那些女孩子就在暗中在那边那到处忙乱着，想要把衣服穿上，然后把自己的妆化好。
But the wise ones had trimmed their lamps and were everything was ready and just had to turn it up.
但是那些聪明的童女，他们的灯早就已经是修理好的，所以他们只要把灯给点燃了就好。
And they could go out with their lamps out into the night.
然后他们就能够带着灯进到这个夜里面。
And they had a bottle of oil with them in case their lights went out.
而且他们有预备好一瓶油，万一他们的灯熄的时候可以用。
But the foolish and the careless hadn't worried.
但是那些愚拙的不当心的，他们没有这个。
And their lamps were going out.
他们的灯就看熄了，看不见。
They were all smoking.
都在那边冒着烟。
And the glass was dirty.
而且他们的灯是很脏的。
And they started to cry. They said, "Oh, give us some of your oil. Give us some of your oil."
他们就说，哎，把你的油给我一些，把你的油给我一些。
The wise one said, "No, no. If we give you our oil, there won't be enough for both of us."
那聪明的说，不，我不能给你，因为如果给你的话，我们两个都不够用。
Because they might have to walk far into the town.
因为他们可能要走很远才能够进到城里面。
They said, "You go and buy from the shops."
他说你没有办法去店里面买。
Go to the sellers of oil.
你要去店里面买，去那个卖油的买。可是正是半夜的时候。
They've got to go and wake him up.
那你要去敲门把他叫醒。
Sell us some oil.
啊，卖点油给我们。
Oh, I'm in bed. I'm not getting out.
不，我已经在床上睡觉了，我不起来。
No, sell us some oil. We need oil.
卖点油给我们，我们需要油啊。
By the time they got oil, it was too late.
当他们拿到油的时候，已经太迟了。
And Jesus paints the picture of them coming and getting to the reception.
耶稣就描述了这个景象，他们准备好了要进到那婚礼去。
But when they get to the reception, the doors have been shut.
但是他们进到婚礼的时候，门已经关上了。
The courtyard is closed.
他们那边的外院已经关上了。
And the gatekeeper says, "No, I don't know you people."
那些守门的人说，不，我不认识你们这些人。
Because the wedding procession has come in.
因为婚礼的行列已经进去了。
The guests have all come.
那些客人都已经进去了。
The doors have been shut to keep intruders out.
啊，那些门已经关上了。
Reception is by invitation only.
唯有受了邀请的人才能够进到婚宴里面。
You're too late.
你们已经太晚了。
You're too late.
你们太晚了。
You can't come in.
你们不能够进来。
What was so important about them needing to have lamps?
这个灯到底有什么是最重要的呢？
I couldn't understand that for a long time, and I never saw it in a Bible commentary.
有很长一段时间我都不明白，我在圣经评注里面也找不到。
But one day I was listening to a man who lived in the Middle East for many, many years.
但是有一天我听一个在中东住了很久的人说。
He was an archaeologist.
他是一个考古学家。
And he had studied the customs.
他研究了他们的习俗。
And he asked the village people about the story of Jesus.
他就问在村落里面的人这个关于耶稣的这个故事是什么意思。
And the village people laughed at him and said, "Oh, professor, don't you understand?"
那些村落里面都笑他说，教授啊，难道这个你也不懂吗？
It was so simple to these village people.
对那些村落里面的人来讲很简单。
He said, "You see, if the attendants of the bride are caught at night and need to have a lamp to find their way."
如果那些就是在服侍新娘的人，他们有的灯，他们能够跟那个新娘一起找到路。
And if they're on their way in the procession and their lamp goes out,
那他们如果在那个前进的行列当中灯熄掉了
，It is a sign that she is not a virgin.
那么这个就是一个记号，表示说这个新娘她不是童女。
It is a sign that she has been doing things she shouldn't.
这个意思就是说，这个新娘已经做了她不该做的事情。
And she will be disgraced and humiliated in front of everybody.
那么这个新娘就会在每一个人的面前的蒙羞。
So now we can understand why it was that they were so worried that they didn't have oil for their lamp.
所以我们这个时候就能够明白，为什么他们那么担心他们的灯里面没有油。
They were terrified that if their light went out, that they would be disgraced.
因为如果他们的灯熄了，那么他们就会蒙羞。
And that meant that nobody would want to marry them.
这个意味着没有人会想娶这个新娘了。
All if they were pledged to marry, then the other family would break it off.
如果他们当初是已经起誓讲好双方要结婚的，那么男方呢就会违反这个誓约。
And so it was a very serious thing to be caught without oil.
所以如果是没有油的话，这是一件很严重的事情。